Yeah, I'm Mike.
I'm Steve.
And we're the most average people of all time, looking to level up to the people who inspire us. The purpose of this podcast is to expose our insecurities, document getting over them, and give you a game plan to do the same.
Welcome to Grow Spurt.
What's up, Spurt Nation? Welcome to episode 6. In this episode, we take on groove therapy. Want to kind of describe that?
Yeah, so we're looking for a dance class. Go on the internet, eventbrite.com, groove therapy. They describe it as if you have problems dancing, if you have, you know, lack of rhythm, all these things, you need to take this class.
And you were kind of describing the intro to me, and I was getting definitely a vibe of like an instructive dance class.
Yeah.
Did you kind of get that vibe as well, like expectations going in that it was going to be more of like instruction on how to dance?
Yeah, I thought there was going to be like a 60-year-old lady there who's like a dance teacher, and she was going to instruct me on how to dance better. But in the back of my mind, I also didn't know if Zumba was a possibility. So like, best guess, I would have said that it was that old lady who was going to teach us how to dance. Back of my mind, I knew there was a possibility that it would be like a Zumba class.
Yeah, cause, I mean, for me, I didn't really get that impression at all based on like how the description was. I thought it was legitimately like, you don't know how to dance, we're going to teach you how so you can be more confident like in whatever environment that you're dancing. I didn't take it as like an exercise class that you're kind of just getting a sweat on. And
yeah, I didn't get exercise class. It's like when you describe it like that, I agree. But somewhere in my mind was like, this could possibly be a Zumba class.
Yeah.
But going there, I thought it was going to be like, all right, they're going to teach me how to dance. They're going to teach me tango, or they're going to teach me something that's going to apply to learning how to dance. The place is called 305 Fitness. So I knew that it was going to be, they talked about a DJ in the ad. So I knew it was going to be more like club kind of dancing, like things like that. So it wasn't going to be that tango or whatever else. But I thought maybe it would be like the trapeze school. They like teach you all these things and then they kind of funnel together into an overall picture. I thought this was going to be like, you go there and they're going to teach you like a move. Like, this is the tango move and you can apply that. This is the 1-2 step. Do this like this and just teach you that. Yeah. And you kind of learn how to dance.
Yeah, I definitely thought it was going to be like more step-by-step instruction.
Yeah.
Didn't really have a general idea on class capacity, kind of pictured it being fairly small, to be honest.
Same thing.
I thought it was going to be, you know, in that 10 to 12 person range.
Yeah.
Before we kind of get into that, do you want to spend some time maybe describing like where we went, just kind of the location of it, all that stuff?
Even before that, like what did you plan on getting out of the dance class? Like, why did a dance class appeal to you?
So in terms of like insecurity and that kind of thing, I don't necessarily have a ton of insecurity around dancing. However, I will say that when it comes to dancing, it's usually in an environment that's involved with like alcohol, and you're in an environment where everyone's dancing. So there's not a lot of, you don't feel like there's a lot of eyes on you directly.
Yeah.
But I feel with this class, there was going to be, and not being in that environment that's like, quote unquote, feels like you should be dancing, like a bar or club, I felt I would be a little uncomfortable with that, even though at a bar or club, I'm never uncomfortable dancing.
Yeah.
So I thought that was going to be a good opportunity to work on that. Also, when it comes to dancing, I tend to just kind of go with the flow of things and feel the music out. And I kind of like the idea of being told how to dance and being like I thought, step-by-step instruction. That was something that was kind of outside my realm that I wanted to work on as well.
Yeah. So for me, like, I've never been comfortable dancing, but I also know that I suck at dancing. So it's like, how can you be comfortable at something you suck at? So it's not like an insecurity, like, oh, I don't know if I'm good at this. I know I'm not good at it. And then every time it comes up where you have to do it, I'm like, I suck at this. Why would I want to do this? You know what I mean? So for me, I was hoping to get like that. Like, I need a skill here. Like, teach me how to dance, teach me how to do something, and let me kind of give me one move that I can just go to for every song. That's what I was looking for.
As far as like knowing you were bad, like you're bad at dancing, is that, do you think that's more of like your opinion, you know, you're bad at dancing, or is it like kind of touch on like, is it opinions of others that you've heard over the years, like whether it's friends or whoever you were dancing with at the time telling you you're not good, how much did that play into you think you're bad at dancing as opposed to like you just think you're bad at dancing?
My first girlfriend was super nice about it. Like, she never said anything. Every time I tried, she would like, but you could like get the feeling that like I wasn't doing a good job, you know what I mean? But she was nice about it. The second girlfriend flat out told me, you suck at dancing. So I think it's like that combo right there that's like, damn, I'm not good at dancing. Like, I need to get better at this. Melissa, my sister, kind of is the same way. Like, yeah, you don't dance that well. So it's just, there has been external opinions that your dancing sucks.
And just out of curiosity for me, going back to that, the first girlfriend.
Yeah.
What do you mean exactly by like you were getting a vibe that she didn't think you were good? Even though she didn't outright say it, what were you getting like feeling wise that you felt, oh, I'm not good at this? Because I'm assuming that's like your first time.
Yeah, that was getting. That was like the first time trying
dancing. Getting judged on your dancing. Yeah.
And it was kind of like, I know you like to dance and I'm trying to dance with you and you don't want to dance, so I must not be good at it. Okay. You know what I mean?
So she was kind of like
avoiding, like signaling, yeah, but not telling. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and then on the reverse side of it, for me, you know, especially within my family, going to a bunch of weddings, like maybe not a bunch, but at least like 5 or 6 weddings throughout like a period from like 14 to 21 or 14 to now even, like there's at least been like 5 to 10 weddings that I've been to, and all of them were like required dancing, and at every scenario I was kind of the person that got complimented, like, oh, you're good, oh, I didn't realize how good of a dancer you were. And so for me it's like I've my whole life I've gotten a story that I'm at least relatively good at this.
Yeah,
even if I'm not like really good, it's just among people that are brutal at dancing, yeah, I'm like the, like I'm good at it.
Yeah,
so I kind of had that story, which I think translates to a bar or a club where I'm super comfortable doing it, whereas like if you're getting a story that you're not good at it, you're not, yeah, gonna be itching to get out there.
Yeah, in terms of our family, like every time we have a family wedding, you're always the one dancing and you're the big fish in a very, very small pond at our family.
Right,
like you're like a fish that like does not fit into the pond kind of deal. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
because literally the confidence in dancing in our family on a scale of 1 to 10 is like 0.7.
yeah,
yeah,
yeah, as an overall unit.
Yeah, we're not as the family unit, we're low on the dancing spectrum, and I fit into that and you've kind of broken out of that. That's, yeah, it's funny.
And this is kind of like going off onto a tangent, but I saw like a post of Will Smith talking about his dancing, and he was doing an interview and the guy just was like, come on, give us like one dance move. And he did kind of like a voiceover of this clip. He's like, oh man, in this moment I realized I'm really not good at dancing and people think I am. The main reason why people think I'm good at dancing is I've gotten over the fear of dancing and I just let loose and, yeah, do my thing. And it's like the confidence of that translates to me being a good dancer, even though like the skill and the actual dancing is not good.
Yeah, yeah.
And I feel like I kind of do that well, especially at weddings. I love finding like the insecure people on the dance floor that really want to dance, but, yeah, they're just shy and nervous.
Yeah.
And then I just like mirror their dance moves.
Yeah.
But it seems like I'm a good dancer, but all I'm doing is just mirroring what like the insecure people are doing.
Yeah.
And it's more of just like the confidence of doing it.
Yeah, and that's definitely something that I'm going to come back to later on, because that was one of the big takeaways for me, just like how in my head I was while this was going on. But let's go through the journey first and get back there.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, that was definitely a tangent, but I think it was a good one.
Yeah.
Do you want to get back to describing where we are and that kind of thing, or how do you...
Yeah, so the dance class is in Brooklyn. It's at some hotel. We know nothing about the hotel. We drive there, park outside, walk into the hotel, and it's a beautiful hotel, very, very Brooklyn. Like, if you were going to go to an upscale hotel in Brooklyn, this is the hotel that you would think about. It's very hipster-ish, very, like, old cafe style right when you walk down, old style bar. Like, I felt like if you were a hipster, this was, like, the golden era, golden place to be a hipster in Brooklyn.
Yeah, I mean, even the people are just... are dressed well, they're,
yeah,
you kind of get that quote unquote like sophisticated vibe.
Yeah.
It's definitely from the outside, you wouldn't necessarily think this is like some grand hotel that was super nice, and then you step in and you got like kind of get shocked by it. It was kind of like my impression.
Yeah, the first shock I got is I went to buy a black cup of coffee, a small black coffee, and it cost $4.70. So I was like, yeah, we're not at the Motel 8 right now.
Yeah, I mean, we can talk about it later, but the fact that you get upstairs and they're serving free coffee and you just drop $5 on a cup of black coffee was, I thought, hilarious.
Yeah, yeah. Not my best moment. So we're inside, and I would say I was uncomfortable right when I walked in the door, not knowing what to expect with the class, not having a real strong feeling of where I was, not even knowing inside that hotel where this dance class was going on. And now it's like, where are we? Like, what's going on here?
Yeah, so you you went up and ordered a coffee, and then I kind of sat down. They have like a general lobby seating area, and we sat down for a few minutes because we were a little early waiting for the class to start. And it's funny seeing the different people walk through. So you have like the well-dressed people, you know, they're just there to stay, they're gonna get ready to go to dinner, or they're in town. And then all of a sudden you see just a bunch of yoga pants, you see a lot of, you know, workout clothes, and you're like, there's no shot they're not here, you know, they gotta be here for this dance class.
Yeah, 100%.
And we were like, is there any guys here? Like, I was already starting to realize, like, all right, this is a lot of women here.
Yeah.
Like, where are we going into this class?
Yeah.
I mean, would you kind of agree? What was your observations before the class started, like, in that lobby?
See, I was still in the mentality of I didn't know what this class was going to be. So, like, I saw the yoga pants, and I kind of assumed that, yeah, they're probably going to dance class. But, like, going into the class, I was deciding if I was going to wear jeans or, like, sports clothes.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah.
So, like, I didn't know if I was going to be the one person that, like, in my mind, I had this 60-year-old lady teaching me, like, quality dance moves. So, I wasn't going to show up to that, and, like, I didn't know if we were going to be dancing with partners. I didn't know how that was going to be going on. So, like, I didn't know if you wear gym clothes to that event or if you wear pants or, like, what is the outfit that is required for this? So, it's not that those girls in yoga pants really triggered me as much, because I still didn't know what was going on. I was still confused as to where are we?
Yeah, I think originally when you were reading the ad, to go back to that, I had the impression that we were going to have some lady or, you know, someone teaching us step by step. But then when I started seeing all the workout clothes, like, I don't know, it seemed like it made sense that, all right, this is going to be some type of workout or... Yeah.
No, I would agree 100%, but I was still, like, not piecing it together because I was still trying to decide, you know, like, what was this class going to be?
Yeah, no, that was a good point that we forgot to mention. Even, like, leaving the house, you're like, you know, what are we going to wear here?
Yeah.
And you're like, you know, should I wear jeans and like, shoes or something? I'm like, dude, I'm going to wear, like, joggers and, like, some shoes. But even me, I was like, I probably should have put on sneakers in this class. Even I didn't dress right, but it was better than dressing in like nice shoes and a pair of jeans like you're going out to a bar or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Which we almost like, almost did.
I legit, if you hadn't said, I asked you, yo, what are you wearing to the dance class? This, and you were in like sports clothes. I was like, all right. Like if you didn't go that confident with it, I would have went with jeans.
Yeah.
And if I would have went to this class with jeans, that would have been the worst mistake ever. So it's the class starts at 11. It's 11 o'clock now. You hop in an elevator. You go up to the rooftop.
Yep.
We're up in the rooftop. You walk out the elevator and you hear blasting music like you're in Live in Miami. Like you're in a nice club right now. The setting isn't there, but the music, like if you close your eyes, you're like, where am I? I'm in a club.
And just to kind of backtrack, it's funny, we were going up the elevator and it made a stop and there was no one on this floor, so we figured it stopped for us. And we walk out and it just didn't seem right. It just looked like a hotel floor with a bunch of rooms. So like, yeah, I don't think this is the right floor. So we go up maybe two more floors and open up the doors and you just get blasted with music. You're like, yeah, that's probably it.
Yeah, we're in the right spot. We're on the elevator with like 8 other chicks. There's not a place to move in this elevator, and we're like, so any guys coming to this event or like what's going on here? Walk out the elevator, walk into the room, and you realize that it's going to be me and you and about 70 chicks.
Yeah, we walk out that elevator, make a left, and all I see is a skyline of the city out the windows, yeah. Walk through the main doors to the rooftop, make another left, and see 70 women in front of me. And, I mean, I was like, dude, what's going on, dude? Yeah. I got to go back to, like, expecting, like, a woman and, like, a 10-person class, something super casual like that. Even, like, I was envisioning, like, some couples working on dancing.
Yeah, same thing.
Just, like, a guy and a girl, like, whatever.
Yeah.
And then you just make the turn, and it was legitimately 70 women.
70 chicks in their mid-20s, all in shape, all ready to do a Zumba class. And me and you.
Yeah. Yeah, we made the turn and realized, yeah, this is going to be a workout class, not tango, like you said.
Yeah. And they, you know, it's a big promotional for, I guess there was like 3 or 4 companies involved. So they were doing like giveaways. They're giving away kombucha. They're giving away coffee that I just paid $5 for. They're giving away hats. They're giving away stickers. And it's like you're in like, it felt like a yoga class almost, you know, like going into like a yoga or a Zumba. I've never been to a Zumba class. So I don't know what that feels like, but like the yoga version of a Zumba class. That was what was going on in my mind when I walked in there.
Yeah, I've never been to a Zumba class, so I wouldn't even if I knew a Zumba going in, like, I really wouldn't even know what's going on. I would have a general idea, but, like, is Zumba dancing, like?
Yeah, it's like a dance class. What we went to was essentially a Zumba class. Okay. Yeah. So describe, like, now we're probably up there 15 minutes. In that 15 minutes, you've realized what you're going to take part in here. You've realized the clientele that's going to be taking part in this class with you. What's going through your mind in that scenario there? Like, you're just standing there for 10, 15 minutes. Like, how are you feeling? What are you thinking?
Well, I thought it was interesting is if I sat just with you and I and we were just kind of sitting by ourselves talking to our, like, amongst ourselves, I kind of feel more pressure, more anxious because there's a bunch of women around me and like it's just you and I talking. But one thing that I thought was super interesting was like within 30 seconds of me being there, I got approached by one girl asking like, oh, how are you? Why are you here? Like, what's going on there? And then had a nice conversation with her. And then you move on to another table. And then it's like another woman's coming over, another girl's coming over to talk to you. And like, kind of, is this your first time? Just like, everyone was super approachable there. And just super friendly that I didn't even really, or you, like, we didn't have to do anything to start conversations. They were kind of just approaching us.
Yeah, it was essentially like Bumble in real life. Like, the girl starts the conversation first, and really you're just good. Like, you're like sitting there, and you're like, all right, who wants to come talk to me? Yeah. Line up, you know? It was awesome. It was literally the best place I've ever been to meet chicks.
Yeah.
Like, there's not even a place I've been that's close to this.
And I mean, it's easy to, like, just assume that we're kind of exaggerating with, like, the numbers. We were legitimately the only two guys in this class. And definitely based on some of the faces and the reactions, you could tell that not a lot of guys showed up to these things. Because even at least one or two times, they're like, how did you even find out about this? Like, we don't see guys come in here. Like, this is like the first time we see this. So, you know, talking about that, I kind of like the feeling of like being unique in a way, like you're amongst all these women. You're the only two guys. There's like a sense of like power there in a way.
Yeah.
I don't know if you felt the same way.
No, it was definitely like I said, like I keep going back to it, but my next girlfriend is probably going to come from one of these Zumba classes. Cause it was like, the girls are in shape. They were nice people. Like, they were there working out on a Saturday morning. Like, it was just the perfect environment for me to find, like, a girl.
And there's just the simple fact of there's volume there, like, that you're not choosing among two girls that, like, if both of them are a bust personality-wise, even if they're in good shape and they're just bad personalities for you, it's like you got 60 other women to like go talk to and see if they're nice people that you connect with.
Yeah. Not that Dan Balzerian's the best role model, but just in terms of like what he says, it's like you got to stack the odds in your favor kind of deal. And this was the perfect example. Like, we've had times where we go out on the weekend and we're going to go out and we're walking and we're looking in the bar window and we're looking in the bar window. It's always like 80% dudes and like 5 girls. This was like flip the tables completely. And it's like, wow, this is a lot easier.
Yeah, I mean, it's it was both clear for us that there was very few scenarios that this has ever happened where this type of ratio existed. Like, you don't, like you said, you don't go to a bar and see 80 women and 10 guys. Like, that ratio is never there.
Never.
You know, and it's like the main reason women get into a lot of places for free is to fill the place with women. Otherwise, there's just going to be like a boatload of dudes there.
Yeah.
And not enough women. Like, it's always going to be feel like more dudes, I feel like, than women. And this, in this case, it was just the exact opposite.
Yeah. So at this moment in time in this event, I'm riding a high because I like where I'm at now. But I'm also like, I'm about to fuck this high up because now I have to dance. So it's like, this is great, but now like that dance thing is, it's the best scenario to meet a girl. It's the worst scenario to have to dance for me.
Yeah, now to kind of use like your term and how your brain works, now you had to kind of implement a skill.
Yeah.
And when it came to this specific skill, you didn't really feel like you had it. Yeah. Like at that point in time, like you're not confident in that. And I think that's why that kind of high was starting to go away, because now it's like, oh, I actually got to...
Yeah, now it's nerves. It's like, oh, now I got to actually move.
And on top of that, it's like you're the, besides me, you're the only dude there. So it's like you kind of just, we just stand out, you know, in this pack.
Yeah.
So even though really no one's looking at you, like
at
the end of the day, everyone's just focusing on like doing their own squat and lunge and all that. But because we're kind of isolated as the only two guys, it's almost easier to feel like eyes are on you more than in another scenario if there was half and half.
Yeah. And again, like back to what you said earlier with like no alcohol, no anything. Like, I don't know if I've ever danced in my life without alcohol. And like, this was a good like transition because it had kind of a workout element. So anytime we did like a more of a workout move rather than a dance move, it was like, oh, I got this. It's like a lunge or like a high knee or something like that. I'm like, I can do these moves. But if you give me like, all right, now we're going to step forward, hands out, hands down. And now you got to like shake back and 1-2 step back. I was like, yeah, I don't have this.
Yeah. So, I had the workout moves like you, like I felt good in that. I felt fine in the 2-step, like those types of moves. But once they started like getting low and like doing like twerk movements, I'm like, I'm lost now. But it was like, I know I'm not supposed to be good at this, so that I didn't feel like insecure about that. Like, it would be weird like if I was good at that. Like, I shouldn't be practicing that in my opinion. Like, so that I didn't feel uncomfortable with. But for you to be a little uncomfortable with like the 2-step movements and like the moving your arms, like that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because those are like actual moves that you could be doing if you felt comfortable with it.
Yeah. So they fire up the music, they split the room, and it's 2 sections of like 35 people each, all facing the middle where the 2 instructors are dancing in the middle. So there's people looking at you at all times.
Yeah, the best way I would describe it is it's like if you think of like a galley kitchen, like there's that, like it's like a thin hallway that you're kind of jammed in, and then towards the end of the bar it kind of opens up into a square. So you got like a majority of the people in that square, and that's where the DJ is located, and then you got people kind of flowing throughout that hallway galley kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then you have the instructors
in facing the middle each of other. The instructors are like 2 chicks who, I mean, I don't know if she did cocaine before, or like, I don't know what she did, but this girl had more energy than any person I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, she was high on life for sure.
Like, yeah, I don't know how she maintained that pace the entire workout. It was impressive.
Yeah, I feel as an, like, especially a Zumba class, you really got to bring that energy.
Yeah.
But yeah, she definitely brought it.
Yeah.
So. Even at the start of the class, I still was unsure if it was going to be a workout. As soon as I realized, like, oh, we're going to get into a warm-up here, and the way the warm-up progressed, it, like, felt like an insanity class something like that. I'm like, all right.
We were basically doing Tai Bo, like, the sun things, like, to warm up.
Right. And then I realized, I don't have probably the right shoes on for this.
Yeah.
I kind of brought shoes that I would wear out to, like, a bar.
Yeah.
And I don't know why I thought this. Like, in my mind, I'm like, all right, these are kind of shoes that I dance with, like, outside. Like, if I go out, so I should wear them. And,
You got to wear your cleats, you know?
It was not a good mindset. I should have just wore sneakers or something.
Yeah. So going through moves, going, I mean, within 5 minutes, I'm dancing. We finished the warm up. We're like, this is like two moves in and we're moving side to side. First thing I do, destroy the girl's toe who's next to me. Like stomped her out. I was like, God damn it. What a start.
Yeah. And then, so you stomp on her toe. And then all of a sudden it's like, all right, let's get as close to Steve and push him out of the way so I don't go anywhere near this lady on my right.
I
feel like
you could handle it if I was to stomp on your toe. So I started drifting a little more left than I would. But I took this girl's toe out. I felt so bad. She didn't say anything, so she took it like a sport. But, oh,
yeah,
not a good start.
Yeah, so kind of describe, you're getting into it. For me, it's like anything, even in sports, whatever the case may be, you kind of, you have like little butterflies in the beginning, you're kind of a little nervous, anxious, and then as soon as you kind of get in the groove of things, it just evaporates, and you're just kind of getting into the drums of the music, at least for me, and you're just kind of feeling it. I feel like if it's something uncomfortable like that, you kind of stay in that initial anxious phase, and don't, especially to go back to like that trapeze.
Yeah.
I don't think you did. I don't think you were able to kind of get in the moment of trapeze. You kind of stayed outside of that. And was that kind of the same for the dancer?
Yeah, I'm like a car that's like trying to shift gears and I can't shift. And I get like caught in that like it's revving the engine, but the car's not going kind of deal.
Yeah.
And that was kind of throughout. That was kind of the thing. There was maybe like a moment in the middle where I was like, all right, I got this. And again, that was back to like, we're doing like high knees. I'm like, oh, I got high knees. Like high knees with your arms up. I can handle this all night. Let's do this move the rest of the class. But once it switched to like the stepping forward and like the dancing back and getting fluid and loose, I'm like, I don't got this. And I get in my head and I start, I'm like, oh, who's watching? This is brutal. And I get almost like lost behind. So like the beat, you got to hear the beat and just do the movement. I'm like thinking what I have to do once the beat hits. So I'm already late to like dancing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's always like in my head. And it's like, all right, side to side, left arm out, right arm out, left arm up, right arm up. Now move backwards. But like the song's over already. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's like a mechanic of a golf swing or a tennis swing. If you're thinking about every movement of that.
Yeah.
It's never going to go well.
Yeah.
It's got a flow. And yeah, if you're like exactly like you said, if you're thinking through every movement, you're going to be late every time.
I was so late and then I was like, so she would go through each move like four times and then switch moves and go to like a different sequence. It took me like three moves to figure out what she was doing.
Yeah.
And then on move number four, I was late because I was like, all right, now I got to remember, you know? And then we'd switch it up and I was like, all right, I hope we go back to high knees because if not, this is going to be trouble.
Yeah, and I think that's why when I dance by myself and I'm just kind of freestyling it, I can feel the drum, like the bass of the beat. I can two-step to that and I can feel comfortable doing that. I think the reason I struggle with someone telling me how to dance or if I'm dancing with someone else, it's... I'm thinking about it now.
Yeah.
Now I'm in my head thinking about the movements.
Yeah.
And then I'm the worst. I'm as bad as anybody else at dancing when it comes to that kind of stuff. So even like you, it took me one or two times for them to go through the sequence. And then I can actually hear the music again and feel the sequence.
Yeah.
But the first two times, I'm like a robot, super stiff out there. That's what I kind of struggle with throughout the class.
Yeah, I think one of the positive takeaways for me was that I didn't realize how simple dance moves are. Like the moves that she was doing, I was like, I could do this. She would like literally like take her right hand up and like shoot it across her body. Like she was like not skipping a rock, but kind of, you know, like, just like follow the beat and do something consistent to it. And it's like, all right, you're dancing. And that sounds completely stupid, but I never knew that leading into it.
Yeah. I mean, it really, but that's really all it is.
Yeah.
If you take a move at like as simple as a two-step, there's so many variations of doing a two-step that you can dance for 15 minutes doing different variations and you don't look like you're doing the same thing the whole time. And that's all I do and it works because it's simple and you're not doing like a ton of stupid stuff with your arms.
Yeah.
You're not, so it's very simple that it's easy to execute.
Yeah.
But it's also having the confidence that you feel like you're good, and that's that energy is like,
yeah,
you're putting that onto others. But at the end of the day, in terms of the execution of what I'm doing or whatever someone's doing, like, it's not that difficult.
Yeah, even back to doing stupid things with your arms. Hers was like, she would move side to side twice, and then she would stop on like the chorus or like whatever that beat part of the song is, and she would just go arms out, across, and back. Yeah. And then like step across and just do that. Like, I can do all that. And I didn't realize that that's how simple it had to be. I'm always sitting there like, what do I do with my hands? Like, what do my feet move? Do my upper body move? Like, what's going on here? And hers, she's just like moving around. You hear a beat, you move around, and you move your hands, and you're good to go.
Yeah. So yeah, I know what you're going through.
Yeah.
Like, it makes sense to me because I know what the feeling is when I'm getting instructed on how to dance, like I said.
Yeah.
But when I'm freestyling, that doesn't happen. The brain turns off. Like, I go into another world when I'm like dancing and I'm having a good time. Yeah. Especially if I can get like people around that's super into it.
Yeah.
It's like one of the funnest activities. Like, that's, I love that more than anything. Just getting people like outside of their heads, and you can tell too.
Yeah, yeah.
It's super easy to tell when someone's into it and not thinking about anything, and that's a fun place to be.
Yeah, and like, if I'm hammered, I feel like I'm relatively good at dancing. And like you even said, like, no, that was at trapeze, but you made a comment at trapeze, like, you're athletic enough to do that. Like, that's what I was thinking about in dancing. Like, I have like the flexibility and the athleticism, whatever else. It's more about just like, just do it, you know, like, just get out of your head, do it.
Yeah. One thing I think serves me too is I don't seek approval on the dance floor.
Yeah.
Which I do in other areas of my life. Yeah. But I think that's a major strong point on why I have confidence there, is because I don't care what you think of like, yeah, what my dance moves are. And I feel like that would serve you a ton too. Like, I feel like you would, just by changing that, making that flip,
yeah,
your previous girlfriends may have a different opinion of what you're doing.
Yeah.
I feel like they can sense that you're trying to be good at it.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like that feeling, like, you know, you're trying to get approval from them kind of thing.
Yeah.
Where it's like, if you just have fun with it, then everybody has fun with it.
Yeah, the whole time I was in that class, I was thinking Vince Vaughn would be dominating this class right now. Because Vince Vaughn, and like, you think about his dance moves, they're not good, but he just like flows and he just looks like he's having fun and he goes through it. Like, if Vince Vaughn, so towards the end of the class, we make a line, like a long line, like a football line that you're going to run through to start the
Soul
game.
Train, yeah.
Yeah. So line, that's what's called Soul Train.
Like, in Soul Train, they set up a line and everybody goes through that and dances. Yeah. Like, that's where it originated.
So there's 70 people in the class, so there's 35 people on each side, so it's a 35 person long line, and you're just gonna rip through the line and do a dance move in between the line for everyone to see.
Right.
This is my nightmare. Like, this is brutal. Like, it's almost like one of those things where you're like, yeah, I gotta go to the bathroom. I'll see you in 10 minutes, yeah, you know? Like, get me out of here.
I can barely do this drunk. Now, yeah, I gotta do it sober at 10 a.m.
Absolutely. It's like, have you seen me all class? Like, only half the class was watching me. So, like, I felt all right about it. But now everyone's watching. This is brutal. So, I go through that a little bit for you. Obviously, for me, it was not fun, but...
For me, that all goes back to, like, I love starting dance circles.
Yeah.
I love getting people involved. Like I said, with the weddings, I love finding people that, you know, they want to dance. They just don't want to make the move.
Yeah.
I love getting them involved. So for me, it was like the same type of environment. I like just feeding off other people's energy. So I had no problems like doing that Soul Train.
Yeah.
But I get up there and I'm getting ready to go down the line by myself, and the instructor, I think she was trying to like quote unquote save me. Like, yeah, she felt like maybe I would be nervous or something, that I wouldn't want to do this.
Yeah.
So she just makes me like pick her up, and then like I'm like swinging her in circles and, yeah, like doing
carrying
like,
her through the line.
Yeah, so obviously it's an easy crowd pleaser, and yeah, it's like it takes the energy, like it takes the attention off me in a way.
Yeah.
But I didn't necessarily need that.
Yeah. She saved the wrong person.
That's what we established, that it wasn't necessary for me.
Yeah.
It would have probably played a lot better if she did that for you.
I would have loved that. Yeah. That would have been like the easiest way to get through the line for me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But yeah, overall that...
I ended up going with the sprinkler.
I didn't even get a chance to see it because I'm halfway down. I'm down the line and you're already going. And
yeah, it started with like picking apples. So I was doing like a little hop and like picking the apples kind of deal. And then I went to the sprinkler. Got some crowd. Got some noise.
But it's funny. What I try to continue to frame in my mind is I'm on the line. I'm watching people go. I look at them when they walk past me. Once they're 3 feet down the line, your existence is forgotten in my brain.
Yeah.
I don't know who you are anymore. I don't know what dance. If I had to recap, I looked at this girl here and I had to guess her dance move.
Yeah.
I have no idea what you did.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm trying to frame that as like everybody's thinking that.
Yeah.
So I'm going down this line. No one gives a crap after I get off this line. You could be the dumbest person ever.
Yeah.
They're not going to remember it after two more people go past you.
100%.
So the reason why I feel like you're struggling is you think people are going to watch you and then, like, judge you the rest of the class. It's just not true. It's just not reality.
It's the same as, like, that Starbucks kind of, like, tie it into that. Like, I'm not going to get shot in Penn Station. Like, that's going to be an overarching theme, but, like, that's the best way to put, like, an umbrella over the entire thing. You're not going to get shot in Penn Station. Like, you're going to be all right.
Yeah, to kind of go back to that challenge of the 10%, Do you feel like the dance class was kind of like a step in the right direction? Do you think it was kind of on the same difficulty level? Do you feel like they just come at the same problem from a different angle, so you're kind of more equipped because you have more experiences? What's your thoughts on that?
I think there's definitely elements of it, but I don't think this challenge was as hard as other challenges. I thought this was the easiest challenge we've done so far.
Easiest move we've done so far?
Yeah. Like, in terms of, like, feeling uncomfortable. Like, yeah, I felt uncomfortable walking in that hotel, but it was, like, I just don't know where I am. It wasn't any, like, overarching fear. I got up to the class. I was like, oh, there's 70 chicks here. And that almost, like, that almost helped. Because it was, like, all right, we stand out here right off the bat. Like, these chicks are definitely going to be better than us at Zumba. So there's no one to compete with here. There's nothing, like, the whole scenario is just like, yeah, this is a little bit uncomfortable, but very manageable. And then,
with that being said, I kind of touch on the value of it. Do you feel like you got value from it? Is it one of those where you would go again, but it's not really for the challenge aspect of it? It's more for that cold approach and being in the environment. Kind of discuss like,
yeah, that would be a place I would hang out on Saturday to try to find people to go out with Saturday night.
Right.
Like, it was the perfect environment. Everyone we talked to was super nice. Like, the type of person that was at that class is a type of person that I would look to have a relationship with. So it was great for that. I felt like I said, I feel like if I go out tomorrow night, my dancing will be better based on that class. So I feel like I did learn some skill, even though it was more of like a workout. To have that as your workout on Saturday, it's a pretty good way to get some cardio in, like an easy way. Like, it, overall, it's like a place I would go.
Yeah, I think a good job we've done. This is, you know, obviously episode 6, challenge number 6. Of all 6 of them, we haven't came back, recorded this, you know, this podcast and did our recap of it and be like, yeah, there was no value there whatsoever. Like, there's nothing I got out of that. There's no chance I would do that again. It's almost, we're getting to a theme where we do a challenge and we're like, wow, we could really incorporate this monthly and get a lot of value from it. Like, we've been getting towards that theme. Maybe not the, like, the homeless challenge, but, you know, the improv comedy.
Yeah.
The trapeze is maybe not a monthly thing, but it's something that you can maybe do.
If money were not an issue, you'd be doing all these things on a regular basis.
Yeah.
Like, you would go to this dance class. If you had time and money wasn't an issue, you would go to this dance class. You'd probably go back to trapeze to work on some of that stuff. You'd definitely go to comedy class. We seem to like comedy class a lot. So it's all activities that, you know, given the right circumstances, you would continue to do.
Yeah. Yeah, so I think that we're trying to definitely in the right direction for that. I feel like we're definitely getting value every time we do a challenge. Is there any specific takeaways, obviously, yeah, you feel a takeaway would be if you went out tomorrow night, like you said, you would feel more comfortable. I would also argue that it's not necessarily a huge skill acquisition from that class. It's just more of like you feel a little more comfortable.
Yeah.
So you're able to kind of let loose more and almost release that natural, like you have some dancing capabilities inside you. Yeah. It's just kind of letting it go mentally. So that was obviously a takeaway. Is there any other like specifics that you're...
Yeah, I would say in terms of skill acquisition, she gave me the framework on how to dance. Like you just, like I said, as stupid as it sounds, and anyone who listens to this would be like, what is this kid, an idiot? But I did not know that like you follow the beat. Like obviously I intuitively kind of knew that, but like I didn't understand that from a perspective of how to do it. So that was like the skill part of it. And then like you're saying, it was just a good way to practice because it was an uncomfortable scenario. Like it's like one of those things, like you're going to suck at anything that you don't do often or you haven't done a lot of. So, like, the first time you cook, you're going to be a brutal cook, but you cook 10 meals, you throw out 7 of them. Those last 3 are going to be decent. This is kind of like one of those first 7 meals. Like, just do it and, like, just do it and you're getting better just by doing it.
Yeah. To kind of go back to your first point, I find it fascinating that you go to a dance floor and, like, I don't know how it works mentally. Like, it doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah.
How you're on the dance floor and you're not following like the beat in your head.
I literally have every song ever sang. I could tell you all the words to them. So like I always focus on the words in songs. So I don't know if like I do that on the dance floor or whatever, but like I'm out there, like I sing along on the dance floor. That's my move. Anytime a song comes on that I know, I just jump up and down and I sing along because I feel like at least I like look happy. Like it gets me out of my head. I'm just singing the song. I'm good to go. So I don't know how that plays into like the beat part, but I don't even hear beats. I just hear like the words. It's weird.
I would definitely say I'm on the reverse. Obviously, like if a T-Swift song comes on or like, you know, an alternate song that's like a classic, you know, that you're supposed to sing to, there's not a lot of dancing to it. I like doing that. And like, especially if you're in a group and everyone knows the words, that's fun. But like any like kind of quote unquote modern song or like, that's all I'm listening to. And I've told you this, right? Like, all I'm listening to is the bass.
Yeah.
And if the bass and the drums are on a good pace, I can two-step easily to that. But if, like, the bass and the drums is too slow, if there is no bass or it's too fast, I have trouble dancing to it because there's no rhythm that I can really go off of. Because I have, like, one foundational piece on how I dance. And if the beats work, and most beats work for it, but if, like, the few that don't, it's like, I don't know how to dance to this anymore.
Yeah. And, like, for me, like, what's that place called? Haswell Green?
Yeah.
That's the perfect environment because they're going to, like, you're going to be sitting there and then they're going to throw on, like, Alien Ant Farm. Like, a song that you haven't heard since you're 10 years old. And it's just, like, sing along and just kind of, like, jump up and down. That's my ideal music.
100% your environment. Yeah. And, like, 100% not my environment.
Yeah.
I'm that environment, like... I want that maybe a DJ throwing that in like 10% of the night.
Yeah.
To mix it in.
Yeah.
But as far as an overall, if I'm thinking of an ideal spot, it's definitely not sing along.
Yeah.
I'm trying to kind of brainstorm some. I think that the takeaways for me don't come so quickly to me because this challenge wasn't necessarily too out of my comfort zone.
Yeah.
So it almost felt more as a fun activity. I think the takeaway more was like, you know, how can we find more scenarios like this that reading this ad, you're thinking it's just like an instructor teaching something.
Yeah.
But it was almost like finding a needle in a haystack in a way of like, just a good way to spend a Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, it also seems that like an easy theme is that you don't know where those opportunities are, so you kind of got to do a bunch of things, and then you never know when you're going to stumble upon something that's worthwhile. Like that Starbucks challenge, we kind of brought that in saying like, you know, you could, this 10% discount has been there more often than not if you just ask for it. This is the same thing. You went to this class, and now it's like, oh, this is the perfect environment to meet chicks. Like, this was absolutely perfect. You would have never known that had you not gone there. So I just think that, like, that overall opportunity is there if you go out and do things. Like Gary Vee always talks about, go do. This was one of those examples where you went and did, and you saw all the possibilities that come with just doing.
Yeah, do things without judging yourself. Like, in terms of societal norms and that kind of thing, like, two dudes going to do a Zumba class, it's not really accepted as a normal thing to spend your Saturday afternoon doing.
Yeah.
Most of the people that we surround ourselves with, a lot of the association environment that we have, that's
oh, what are you joining Broadway?
It's like, you're getting made fun of for that without question.
100%.
But once you describe the event after the fact, now everybody in your environment's like, oh, wow, that actually sounds like a cool environment to be in. Yeah. But they would have never even have known that because they would have been, like, too judgment or too insecure to even attempt or even sign up for the class.
Yeah, if you describe that event as, yeah, we're going to a dance class Saturday morning, people would be like, dude, what's wrong with you?
I think even more saying Zumba class.
Zumba, dance, whatever you say. We're going dancing Saturday morning. We're going to a Zumba class Saturday morning. And then you come back, you're like, hey, I went to that Zumba class. It was a good workout. And it was me and my cousin and 70 chicks. It's like those two scenarios separated are like, wow, you know?
Right.
It's nice. It was a good deal.
Yeah. No, I definitely enjoyed it. I know 305 Fitness has stuff in Manhattan. I don't know if I necessarily want to, you know, get a membership or pay $40-$50 for a Zumba class like that again. But if they have, like, one of those PR events like they did for here where it's a cheap price and get another opportunity to get in that type of environment, I would pull the trigger on that.
Yeah, if we were looking on Eventbrite in April and that same thing came up, I would go 100%. It wouldn't even be a question.
Yeah.
That would be, like, I would be there 100%.
Yeah. So. And it's something that you can easily squeeze in on the weekend app. Yeah. Around another challenge, if you're doing another challenge that weekend, it's, you know, an hour and a half. You get energy from it big time. You're super energized after it. Yeah. It would almost lead into another challenge well. So that's definitely something now that we know is going to probably be on Eventbrite in the future or something similar. So now we're kind of going to flag it going forward.
No, definitely.
So
overall, it was a really good experience, a lot different than I think we originally intended or thought it was going to be. But it ended up probably being better in the long run, or the overall experience was better than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah. Go into it with an open mind and you're going to be surprised in a lot of cases.
Yeah.
So.
Spurt. Yeah. Don't buy the coffee and you'll be good.
Yeah, if they're serving free coffee upstairs,
don't pay $5 for it.
Probably avoid paying $5 downstairs. Just an idea. See ya.